Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. It's your future. Let Zurich help you protect it. Talk to us today about life and serious illness cover.
We'll move on now because a big change in healthcare in Ireland today. Pharmacists have today welcomed news that they should be able to prescribe medications for common conditions from next year. The news comes as Minister for Health today published a final task force report on the issue. The move is with a view to reducing pressure on GPs and moving to more care in the community, as outlined in the Sláintecare Health Reform Strategy. Speaking on the News at One on this station today, Minister Stephen Donnelly said, "This is all about making it quicker and easier for members of the public to access medicine. It's better for the public," he says. "It's good for the pharmacists and it's good for GPs because it'll free up some of their time to see more complex patients." They were the words of Stephen Donnelly, the Minister for Health. Well, joining me now to discuss this development is the President of the Irish Pharmacy Union, Tom Murray, and we'll hear from GP Dennis McCauley in a moment. Tom Murray, Fáil Sruth Chuig an Glór, you're very welcome. Do you welcome this?
Yes, I think fundamentally we welcome this, and I thank the Minister for his vision on pharmacy. It's a fundamental recognition of the professionalism and the potential of pharmacy. It's also in line with what patients have been telling us for years. And every year when we do our behaviours and attitudes research, patients tell us that over 90% of patients want more services from the pharmacists, that they recognise pharmacies as being local, as being available, as being very professional and providing a high level of service. So I think it's a good initiative. Mm-hmm. I think it has the chance to fundamentally change the way primary health care and patients' access to care in Ireland is developed. It's in line with Sláintecare. It's the right care for the right patient at the right time. It's in line with Sláintecare that it's based on clinical need rather than the ability to pay. And it's a patient-focused forum. And
okay, so am I right in saying, though, Tom, that you welcome this today and you welcome the task force report, but you're not willing to cooperate fully with the measures in the task? Did I read that correctly?
You did. Unfortunately, I'm in the position as president of the Irish Pharmacy Union where I'm recommending to our members not to implement any of these task force recommendations as of yet.
That you've just welcomed?
Yes.
Why?
I welcome the policy because we have had a 16-year pay freeze. We have 10% of pharmacies losing money. We have 30% of pharmacies who are on the verge of being unsustainable. We have been in talks with the Department of Health for 12 months now. I personally have met them over 12 times to discuss terms and conditions, pay for pharmacists and pharmacies.
Do you mean the fees that would be paid to pharmacists for prescribing and so on?
I mean the fees for future services, but I also mean a restructuring and a look at and a addressing of the 16-year pay freeze we've had since 2009.
What are you looking for, Tom?
We're looking for to get rid of the regressive fee where currently we get paid less the more volume we do. I'm looking for the 650 flat fee, which is what the IPU has requested. In 2008, the independent chair of the task force by the Minister of Health back then, Mr. Sean Dorgan, recommended pharmacists should be paid €7. That was in 2008. Mm-hmm. We're looking for a 650 flat fee with removal of the regression fee. I'm also looking at the Minister to address the administrative burden as he promised he would at our conference this year. 90% of pharmacists tell us that they are facing burnout. Pharmacists want to operate at the maximum of their scope of practice. Pharmacists want to deliver more for Irish patients and be patient focused.
Is there room for compromise on all of those issues though, that the 650, the regressive fee and the various issues that you mentioned?
Well, Cormac, we haven't even got into negotiations yet. So I don't know.
But you say you've met the Department of Health 12 times.
I've met the Department 12 times to educate them as to what pharmacists do, educate them as to the potential. We fed into, though pharmacists weren't part of the task force, we fed into the Department of Health's understanding of pharmacists and pharmacies, and we were looking for pay talks. We have asked for pay talks on each of those 12 occasions. We now will be insisting that there is urgent pay talks and negotiations on our retrospective pay claim, the regressive fee, the admin burden and the implementation of these going forward.
So when will this happen? The Minister was talking quite hopefully and confidently about this move today, that pharmacists would be able to prescribe medications for common conditions next year. You're saying that won't happen unless the issues that you mentioned are sorted. Is that right?
Pharmacists are ready to go. We are not time bound on this. We are not the delay on this. We're already 6 weeks since we last met the Department of Health, even though they promised us it wouldn't be a long delay in between our next meetings. Substantial progress on our pay claim. will be the issue that determines when this
is
delivered.
Okay, but are you telling the minister today, despite what he said on the News at One on Radio One today, that this is not going to happen unless he and the department resolves your issues?
I am telling the minister that I'll be recommending to every member of the Irish Pharmacy Union not to engage in the task force recommendations until the pay claim has been resolved and until substantial progress has been made on a 16-year pay freeze, administrative burden and a regressive fee. I've told the minister that on umpteen occasions. My speech at our conference in April, I said that to the minister. I said it to the minister again personally today. Nothing I'm saying today will come as any surprise to the minister. It's unfortunate that I want to professionally welcome what is a fantastic task force. And I really mean, I respect the minister's vision.
But equally, you're putting the brakes on it until this...
Well, unfortunately, I have to because we don't have the capacity.
I understand your position and your point of view. Tom Murray, stay with me, President of the IPU. Thank you very much. And joined as well by Dr. Dennis McCauley, who's a GP on this as well. Dennis McCauley, you're very welcome. What do you make of this, this move to allow pharmacists prescribe medications for common conditions?
I think with regards to access, I can understand why it is being proposed. I would know Tom well. We're in the same area. We have talked about this before. I think the issue we have is one of the primary principles of general practice is the actual continuity of care. The whole issue of there was a report in the. By the British Parliament recently, that when you fragment care, there's a risk that the care becomes suboptimal. So therefore, when you're fragmenting care, that's the first thing. I think the other thing is being able to prescribe for something isn't the same as being able to diagnose for a condition. Common conditions present with common symptoms, but sometimes those symptoms are not actually what they seem. And I think there is a tendency, and it isn't just in relation to pharmacists, there's the new grade called Physicians Associates being developed in Ireland, where there's trying to be a situation where they think that you can replace the work of a doctor with another agency, when in fact the only way to replace a doctor is to replace him with another doctor. So in relation to the ability to prescribe for a minor condition such as a urinary tract infection, everybody's always should come in and it's fine, that these symptoms are fine. But there would be situations where your clinical new ability would suspect, well, this isn't a kidney infection, it is something else.
So are you saying not all pharmacists might have the expertise to diagnose?
Well, no, they won't have the same. They won't have, like, pharmacists are specialists in medicines. We under the 2019 agreement with the government, we recognise that pharmacists have a fantastic part to play in primary care. Indeed, there is a situation where they're being welcomed into practice to give us advice about prescribing. Mm-hmm. But diagnosis isn't the same as prescribing, and therefore there's that element. Tom and I have talked about this in great detail before over the counter in his pharmacy.
And you've never agreed on it, have you?
No, definitely not. But it's fine. But we agreed to disagree. But we have issues with fragmentation of care, Cormac. Once you lose that, you lose it, and patients suffer. And then in actual relation to that aspect of patient care, the vast majority of people who come in with symptoms of urinary tract infection may indeed have that. But there's a small proportion that if you prescribe inappropriately, you will misdiagnose or actually delay diagnosis. And there's studies from Australia to actually prove that. So I am just, patient safety worries me.
So let me get
Tom
a final word.
Tom will have all the relative protocols for that.
Let me get a final word.
I still stand there.
Dr. McCauley, sorry to cut in on you, but let me get a final word from Tom on that. If you fragment care, it's suboptimal. Do you accept that?
Well, first of all, I'd like to thank Dennis's comments, and I thank him for recognising pharmacists' expertise in our role. Dennis is an excellent GP.
Not a diagnosis, GPs, though.
In our role in the safe and appropriate use of medicines, that's what pharmacists are experts in. Our experience and the research we've done is that this already exists in Britain, in New Zealand, in Australia, in Canada, and in the USA. And it is accepted as a very professional service that's very, very accepted by patients for the increased ability to walk into a pharmacy without an appointment and have a consultation privately in the consultation room and receive appropriate professional care and receive the appropriate medicine. The data that we have from our international colleagues is that this is a very safe and well-received service.
Okay, so you're not agreeing over the counter or here on Drive Time, but we'll have to leave it there for the moment. Dr. Dennis McCauley, GP, and Tom Murray, President of the Irish Pharmacy Union. Thank you very much indeed. We'll be back in a minute with the wildfires in Greece.